Good morning and welcome to today's walk with God. Please, let us give thanks to the Almighty God. Tell God, say, O Lord my God, I thank you for the grace to be an improving person. I'm grateful to you, Almighty God, my God. Thank you for the grace to be an improving person. In Jesus Christ's name we give thanks. Amen. Let us pray to God now. Tell God, say, my Heavenly Father, please showcase my life as a miracle of your grace. In the name of Jesus Christ. My Heavenly Father, please progress your work in me and showcase my life as a miracle of your grace. In Jesus Christ's name, we pray. Amen. Philippians chapter 2. Verses 14 and 15. Philippians chapter 2, verses 14 and 15. I'll read from the New English Translation, NET. I read now. Do everything without grumbling or arguing, so that you may be blameless and pure, children of God without blemish. Though you live in a crooked and perverse society in which you shine as lights in the world. Full stop. Praise God. The infallible word of God admonishes us, we who are Christians, we who are children of God, to be different. The Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, expects us to be different from the generality of people in this sin-soaked world. This is because the Spirit is in us to help us. The power of resurrection is in us to propel us and to make us different. Just as there is a difference between the living and the dead. Willful and unrepentant sinners are dead in their trespasses and their sins. They are spiritually dead. And unless they repent, hellfire is waiting for them to receive them into everlasting torment. But born again, regenerated, and I mean truly reborn children of God, have passed from death unto life. They have passed from habitual sinfulness to a lifestyle of true righteousness and godliness. You do not have to be a president or a prime minister or premier to be able to make a difference. However lowly our position is, every one of us can decide to shine as light, to brighten the little corner that we occupy. In the world where sin is fashionable and is generalized, the child of God must be distinguished. When they say among themselves that, oh, all men cheat on their wives, it must not include the Christian who has experienced the resurrection power. No Christian husband will cheat on his wife. When they advise men and they tell them, oh, continue to endure your quarrelsome wife because all women are the same, they are like that. The case of a believing woman, a Christian woman, a follower of Christ, must be different. She must be a godly exception. The same way, a Christian politician also must stand out as an incorruptible person among fellow politicians who are greedy and corrupt. And that's because the Christian politician had experienced the resurrection power. When they say, oh, all pastors are mammon worshippers. Oh, they like money. They practice extortion and they lie. A child of God, a truly reborn person who had experienced the resurrection power as a pastor, must be different. What I'm saying is, every believer, every true Christian must be different from the generality of sinners. Wherever we are, we must shine as light. God expects it, And we have to be different for our own good, for eternity's sake. Let us pray. Almighty God, we thank you. Day by day, you open our ears to hear. The resurrection power is in us to make us to be different. May we be true to our faith. May we be true to you, our God. May we be true to ourselves. May we begin to make a difference now. May we shine as light. And may your name be glorified. In Jesus Christ's name, we pray. Amen.